This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning. You're tuned into CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange. Finally, it's Friday, the last trading session of this week, and we are waking up to positive global cues. Let's first talk about what happened with our own markets yesterday. Indian markets ended high amidst high volatility. Nifty, after breaching Wednesday's low, closed the session above that 15,550 mark. We saw sharp moves on both sides of the trade. It was definitely a bumpy ride as far as Nifty moves are concerned. Now, 15,600 to 15,700, it is acting as a resistance zone, and that's the setup as far as Indian markets are concerned. US markets, if we talk about what the global setup is looking like, they rallied on Thursday. And with this rally so far this week, Dow is up 2.5%, NASDAQ is up 4%, and S&P is up 3.3%. European markets, however, they closed lower. The recession fears continue to haunt that segment of the market. Deutsche Bank was down 12%, and we saw similar losses coming in for the other banking names as well. Euro also slipped overnight. That's because French and German PMI came way below estimates, and that is something that is spooking the street. Asian markets for now, they are indicating a start in the green. The Taiwanese index up around 1.5%. Similar are the gains that we are seeing in the Hang Seng as well, and SGX Nifty is indicating an uptick of around 80 points as we speak. However, remains to be seen whether we'll see another volatile session or not, because FIIs, they have reduced their selling, but volatility continues to remain the name of the game. Have a great day, folks. This was the Market Podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange.